Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load 'em up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when you need him?
This is hour number two, Hour number three. Shouldn't be shortchanging myself that way. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis. DeSantis Holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. And off we go. Class is in. 1911 University. With the professor. That being Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How are you doing, sir?
Doing all right. How are you?
You know, I'm coping. I'm trying to keep it together and everything.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Although I have been neglecting. I've just been letting my gun sit here lately.
Why?
Well, when I'm going to the chiropractor and he's manipulating my back and everything, although we figured out what my back problems have been now. You ever seen those massagers that look like a jackhammer?
Yeah.
So we figured out it's the piriformis. The piriformis has been the problem, and so I've been jackhammering my piriformis, which is right up there with beating a rotting tooth with a ball peen hammer, but very slowly.
Oh, nice.
I'm getting my mobility back now. And
What is a piriformis? I have no idea what that is.
Piriformis is in your glutes. Its primary function is so you can turn your foot away. You can angle your foot instead of your feet just being anchored, going straight forward. This way you can actually turn your foot outwards. And plus, it does that, and it also hurts like the devil. So the piriformis, it makes it feel like your lower back is attacking you and everything else. So now I've got this jackhammer thing, and it's been working. It's been doing the charm. I'm getting ready to be all kinds of dangerous, mobile, agile, and hostile.
Well, I had to go to the dentist yesterday for the first time in 8 years, so. That was interesting myself.
And very
painful.
Yeah.
The and is don't wait 8 years to have your teeth cleaned. I'm very, very fortunate. You know, I take good care of my teeth and myself as a whole anyway. I mean, I do the whole brush twice a day and floss every day and, you know, mouthwash and all that. But my dentist, he's a really great guy. He told me, you know, you're very fortunate you have zero cavities. And I'm like, okay, cool. He goes, basically, he says, you've heard that whole thing about I have my mother's teeth or I have enamel from my father. He goes, that's all BS, complete BS. He says, what it really boils down to is a person's saliva and how much calcium and potassium you emit in your saliva. And he says, you know, basically your saliva emits so much calcium and potassium that you couldn't possibly get a cavity if you ate candy all day long every day.
Right.
I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. He says, you're very lucky in that regard, but you're very unlucky in that you produce so much calcium and potassium that it builds up really fast. So you could literally have your teeth cleaned every 5 months. And I'm like, well, that's expensive.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm not saying you necessarily need to do that, but don't wait 8 years again. I'm like, oh, trust me, I'm not going to wait 8 years again. That's not going to happen. So, yeah, anyways, I came out all good, and I was happy that I don't have any cavities or problems. But I will tell you and our listeners, if you've never had a full-on debriding, descaling process with that little ultrasonic sprayer thingy, you don't want to go through that. That was
yeah. That happened to me.
An eye-opening experience.
That happened to me earlier this year. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's I don't know about you, but like my dentist comes up and says, "Hey, Bill, do you want something to numb the pain?" I was like, "We're just cleaning my teeth. Of course not. It's not gonna hurt." And then I'm like holding up my hands and, "Hold on there a minute, Chief. Got a little numbness going there." After that point, I was
Well, the lady doing my cleaning, she was a really sweet older gal, and she says, "This is going to hurt a lot. Do you want me to give you some shots to numb the pain?" I'm like, "No shots. I don't like needles in my mouth." She's like, "Okay, but it's going to hurt a lot." I said, "That's fine." She says, "Well, if it gets too much for you, you know, just tell me to stop and we'll numb it up." I'm like, "Listen, here's the deal. I did this to myself. So maybe this will serve as a reminder to myself to not go 8 years before I have another cleaning. Just saying, you know?" And, yeah, it was painful. She hit me in one spot where I about come out of that chair, but, you know, it's all good now. I'm ready to go for another 8 years.
So you were just doing your version of, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?"
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, there was a lot of pain there. Yeah. I won't do that again. I won't wait that long.
No.
For sure. No. But we got some exciting stuff going on with the gun, so I'm happy about that.
Well, one thing that I've noticed, and I watched the video where you did the box opening on it, Mod Light.
Oh, yeah, you like the Mod Light?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Tell me about the Mod Light. First of all, it looks like a gigantic weapons-mounted light. When you go to their website, I don't find that one on their website.
It's not yet. They're going to release it in about 5 more weeks. They're in production right now. They're making them. And so, you know, like 6 months ago, they sent non-working samples out to a lot of guys like holster makers, guys like Fish, you know, so they could get measurements and stuff and make sure they fit well and all that. And there were a few working models, but not many.
Right.
And then, like prototypes. And then about 2 weeks ago, they sent out some working models to industry professionals like myself to make sure that they fit on our guns, to kind of promote them a little bit. It's not actually that much bigger than an X300. It's a little bit bigger than an X300U, but not much. It will fit in the Safariland 6000 series holsters, which is awesome. Filster's making a holster for it. Tenacore is going to make a Glock holster for it. There's a number of companies making holsters for it already. But here's the kicker. 1,350 lumens. That's all of them. 54,000 candela. I can literally, on a pitch dark night, stand here with that light on a pistol and look in the trees 280 yards away from my house. That's how bright it is. And you get about 30 minutes full-on runtime with battery, but it's a rechargeable battery that comes out. You take the head off the light, the flashlight head off the light to take the battery out. So when you buy the Mod Light BL350 set, you get the light, you get a battery, and you get a charger included in the set. And then you can buy extra batteries. I think they're like 10 or 15 bucks a piece. And you can charge them like a gazillion times. So you don't have to buy CR123s anymore, ever, for your pistol light. You know, if you buy a couple extra batteries, and boom, you always have a fresh battery, and you have all the light. The only thing that people have complained about, which is a silly complaint, is, well, it doesn't have momentary on and off, right? So you can't just push it and let off.
Hang on for me. I want to continue this conversation. Talking to Joe Chambers. Okay. This is 1911 University. We're talking about the Mod Light. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and he has a mod light. He's got this light on his regulator, which I'm looking at the picture of it now, Joe, and I got to tell you, it makes me sort of want a regulator, but that's beside the point. You know, the working man's gun in that configuration would be just fine for me. That light is big.
Nah, not that big. Really.
It's not that big? It's no bigger than the X300?
It's a little bit bigger. The head is a little bit bigger than the X300. And the main reason the head is a little bit bigger is because it's the same head that you can use on any of their weapon-mounted lights or their handheld lights.
Right.
So, for example, like me, I have the PL350 pistol light with the with what's called the PLVH2 head. And that gives a little bit bigger spread, a bigger cone of deflection. The center, the hot spot of the light's a little bigger, so you get more diffusion. I also, on a rifle, I have what's called their OKW head. That one is for long range shooting in the dark. And like I can see in trees at 300, 400, 500 yards.
Wow!
It has a very tight head, very tight cone of light. So I can swap those heads out. I also have their IR850 head, which is an IR light for using with night vision, that I keep on one of my rifles here at the house for nighttime critters, and I can put that head on my pistol, right? And so I can have my pistol with the night vision. You know, I'm wearing my nods, my NVGs, and I have just a pistol, and I have a light that'll work on just the pistol as well. So you can swap all the heads out, and you know, it's a great light. You know, some guys are upset because it doesn't have momentary on off. I'm not upset about that because, to be honest with you, I'm not using a weapon mounted light like that to search my house or a building. You know, I've got kids, and the last thing I want to do is be searching my house with a gun-mounted light and find out it's one of my kids that I'm pointing a gun at.
Right.
That's not good, right? So I think, if you're searching, handheld light, and, you know, you got your gun in your hand down at the low ready, handheld light, you're searching through your house. People who search through their house with a gun-mounted light, if they've got loved ones that live with them, are boobs. They shouldn't be doing that. That's very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
So I don't sweat the momentary not being there at all. Matter of fact, I don't even notice it because when I key up that 1350 lumens, which is all the light, I am keying it up because I'm about to shoot something or I'm at least covering something that I'm going to shoot in the dark. So I don't let that be a problem for me.
Okay. See, with me, and I have a couple of weapons-mounted lights around here. I've got an X300 that only fit on Glocks, which I don't currently have one at the house. And I have I think I have a Streamlight. And I have run the Streamlight on it's the same Streamlight that you sent your Night Fighter to me. And I have run it with the Night Fighter on it, or with the light on it. But the thing about running it with a light, for me, just sort of, I can conceal the Fat WMGC. I could conceal the Night Fighter without the light on it.
Right.
I could do that. But when you start putting lights on it and everything else, for me, since I'm not a tactical operator now, the likelihood is that I'm going to be carrying in some way concealed.
Right.
And I have trained with people that have every manner of thing known attached to their pistol, include, you right. know, light, optic, bottle opener. They got all kinds of stuff on this. And they can...
Big old bag wells, everything.
Yeah. The whole thing. And they can draw on all this other stuff, but... you know, these are young people that have a waist that's like 26 inches around, which I don't know the last time that ever was, probably like in high school last time that happened.
You're 14, Bill.
Yeah, something like that. So I'm not that guy anymore. So now I have to be the guy that I am, And when I look at a light that size, if I was going to use a light, I think I'd probably use, I'd probably go for something about the size of the Streamlight TLR8 now, because it's really sort of small. It doesn't take up a lot of space.
Yeah, or the little Surefire XD or whatever it is.
Something like that. Some small light like that. I mean, it. The other thing is that with a light like that, at that size, or X300, or, you know, the TLRs, if you take that off the gun, you have basically ruined that holster because it ain't going to work with it no more.
Yeah. I mean, I look at it like this. I don't carry concealed, like AIWB or anything appendix with a light like that either, because I'm not that big of a guy.
Yeah.
I use a gun with a light on it like that for farm use at night. If I'm riding a four wheeler at night, you know, if I'm hunting in an OWB rig,
right?
I use a gun with a light on it like that if I'm taking a training class.
Right.
Because in a training class, not that I need a light, but it adds a little extra weight to the gun, which helps to dampen the recoil a little bit, you know, a little bit more than it already is, so that when I'm in a class where I'm going to shoot 600 rounds in a day, I don't wear out as fast. It helps to kill some of that impulse. So, you know, I mean, I understand the utilitarian of it. I also understand, like, Eric carries, you know, his carry gun with the little Surefire, I think it's an XD or whatever it is, the little tiny light Surefire makes. That's what he has on his. And, you know, he loves it. It's just enough light to do weapons light stuff.
Right.
Without having to, you know, have a handheld, even though we both carry handhelds for searching. But it's not so big that it's bulky on your hip all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also interesting to.
Let me get you to hold right there, because we're coming up on the break.
Yep.
It's fascinating to talk to Joe about this stuff, because this all goes into, I'm presuming that there will be, this will feed into the further development of, as he builds guns and everything, anytime he starts fitting new stuff to it. And so that is very much a 2011-2019 kind of thing. Plus, of course, he does build the fat WMG. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is accusing China of stonewalling the WHO's investigation into the origin of the coronavirus pandemic. The White House saying China is not living up to international expectations on transparency. China is rejecting the second phase of the WHO's ongoing investigation, which includes a possible lab leak theory. President Biden is delivering remarks after signing H.R. 1652, which sustains the Crime Victims Fund Act of 2021. The president saying that money will also go toward training for law enforcement.
These funds will also go to law enforcement agencies to support training on how to respond to victims who have experienced trauma.
Scalarex revenues collected from deferred prosecution and non-prosecution agreements to be deposited into the Crime Victims Fund. USA Radio News. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office is being criticized again, this time for not showing up for a hearing for an accused killer, forcing the judge to dismiss the case. It's one of three murder cases dismissed in St. Louis in 1 week. St. Louis Alderman Joe Vaccario suggests Gardner shouldn't be in her position much longer on Fox News.
It should have never happened in the first place. Were you on vacation? Did you not know that the attorney assigned to that was on maternity leave? Don't you know where your employees are at? For sure. God's sake, you know, you need to be in charge of your office. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in that office.
CEO Elon Musk says Tesla will likely resume accepting Bitcoin for vehicle purchases. Musk saying on Wednesday, Bitcoin mining appears to be shifting toward renewables and away from what he earlier called rapidly increasing use of fossil fuels. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and Kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers at from Chambers Custom. This is 1911 University. We just did the is this like a challenge? The Facebook Messenger don't laugh out loud challenge. Is that what that is?
You see that?
I did see that.
Oh my God.
See, this makes me feel sort of stupid because, you know, I went out and I just bought a new pickup truck and it was hard to find a new pickup truck, much less get into it. And here, this dude has solved all that issue because, you know, I was looking for heavy duty. I was looking for storage.
He's got a spoiler on top so it deflects the wind over the top of it.
I might have to zoom in on this. He sure does.
There's a little tunnel going from the back of the van into the shed.
Joe has sent me a picture of a Dodge Caravan missing the rear axle that is hooked up to a shed that has a rear axle on it. It has AC. It has nice siding. It's got
barn.
It's a dually now. It's a flatbed dually, isn't it?
It is.
That seats eight.
Zero cares given.
Zero cares given. You know. Are you going to the NRA show?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
No. We should try to rent this to go to Vegas, you know, when the shots show.
So what's what's really funny about this is my buddy Andrew, who lives down the road.
Yeah.
One of my best friends here, he owns a junkyard, and he would do something like that just to make people go, what the heck was that?
The other thing I'd want to do with something like that, though, is drive up at certain venues in Vegas where they have ballet parks.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Look at the guy and say,
I'm sorry, sir.
Be sure and park this next to something nice.
Right. Don't park this in the back now. Keep your eyes on it.
And definitely don't put it in the parking garage. You're going to make my roof line a little lower.
Hey, you could keep your kids and your goats in the back.
See, this is we should do this on TV. You're going to have to do the interview on TV with me, and we'll have to revisit this.
Yeah.
The Joe Chambers Don't Laugh Out Loud Facebook Messenger challenge.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. But yeah, anyways, back to the Mod Light discussion. So, you know, you talk to a lot of, over time, you get to talk to a lot of different guys, different experience, trainers, shooters, cops, you know, military guys, whatever, and, you know, glean their thoughts on carrying a gun with a light on, right? And, you know, some guys, like Fisher, for example, he's like, nah, I ain't carrying like a gun with a light on it, period, dot, the end.
Right.
Okay, why not? Because I have a pocket light. Okay. You know, then you talk to other guys who, you know, maybe they're active duty Leo, and they wouldn't go anywhere without a gun with a light on it, ever, day or night. Okay, you know, and they explain, you know, you never know when you might have to go in a dark building, a basement, you know. Even if it's daylight, it's not daylight in a basement. And they're not wrong, right? I mean, if you went downstairs in my basement at our house and I turned the lights off, it's dark. You can't, there's no windows. You can't see anything, right? So you need a light. So, you know, it's interesting to talk to all these guys and see their different methodologies and the reasons behind it. But it's equally interesting to watch a company like Mod Light design products with these thoughts and processes, you know, these thought processes in mind for, you know, and try to design something that will please the majority of people greatly. You're never going to please everybody. We know that.
Right.
Because you still got the guys out there that are like, well, it doesn't have momentary. No, it doesn't. Sorry. Tough luck. Buy a Surefire. You know, and Surefire makes a great light. I've been running one for years and years. But if I don't need momentary and I want more light and I want a battery that I can change without taking the light off the gun, and I want to be able to swap heads out so I can have a wider beam, a narrower beam, an IR beam, whatever I want, well, there you go. That's your light right there, the Mod Light PL350. And it should be out in about 45 to 60 days, I would estimate. They'll be on the market for sale. Companies like Big Tech is going to have them. Mod Light will obviously be selling. There'll be a lot of places that have them. And I think the retail on them is $329, from what I was told, and that includes a battery and a charger and the light. So it's actually a pretty good price for it.
Yeah, I just, you know, I look at this stuff, and for me, you know, when I'm looking at a gun, I'm thinking purely of the speed of the draw.
Yeah.
With a concealed carry gun, I'm looking at the speed of the draw. If, in most cases, you know, like when, and you've probably taken one of Steve's classes, Steve does not train from some sort of Kung Fu inspired shooting stance, because Steve's like, if I'm being attacked, I'm probably going to be standing like this. So he's normally standing the way he would stand while he's standing in line at McDonald's or whatever, wherever he might be, however he's standing. If he's just standing around, just being off by himself, whatever it is. And I mean, Steve's pretty fast.
Steve's very fast.
He's pretty fast, but and Steve's thing, one of the things that Steve's out there doing, he's trying to teach that first shot, you know, got to be on target with that first shot. And I just look at the weapon-mounted light as sort of a drag on that, unless you're wearing some outside-the-waistband holster. I don't see how an inside-the-waistband holster can possibly do it. An outside-the-waistband holster probably would do it, but that's going to be a pretty big affair. Although here in South Carolina, we can start carrying open carry in about a month. So I guess I could get like a big Kenai chest rig and put that big mod light on the bottom of this WMGC and just walk around that with that bouncing on my chest and hey, legal, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny about that, but I do want to lead into this just so you know. So I had put up a video the other day of the Staccato Guns 2021, which is not a lot of big difference between the Staccato Guns 2021 and the Staccato Guns 2020. They haven't made, I don't think, any changes to them. But then I got into an argument with a guy who was telling me that, comparing it to any of the striker-fired guns, you start entering this point of diminishing returns. As if you get into something a little more custom, which I've always said that too, but I mean the diminishing returns are expensive. But anyway, in the end, I brought up the whole mechanical advantage thing, and he didn't believe that, and we're still having an argument. I want to talk about that when we get back. Joe Chambers, you can find him at chamberscustom.com. You can follow him on Instagram at Chambers Custom, and you can follow him at Facebook on Chambers Custom. And go subscribe to his YouTube channel, Chambers Custom. One phrase. It's all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers and Chambers Custom 1911 University. Somebody has gotten out there and come at me because I believe that single action trigger simply cannot be beaten, that those ergonomics cannot be beaten. The mechanical advantage, Joe, real or not? Can we turn Joe up, you think? There you go.
Can you hear me better?
I can hear you now, yes, sir.
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, there is absolutely a mechanical advantage of a single action trigger over a not over a striker fired trigger, and anybody that doesn't think that is living in a cave.
I mean, do you think that there is there a limit to how far a gun can be customized to be as good as a gun of that type could be? Is there a limit? Do you reach that limit with Chambers?
There's absolutely a limit. I mean, if you look back, and I haven't built a lot of them, but I've built a few of them over the years. For example, though, if you look at what a steel challenge gun looks like, okay, here's a gun, or a Bianchi Cup gun, for example, either way. But a steel challenge gun is a definite good example. Here's a double stack gun, typically a 2011 style gun, that the slide, so if your slide on a 9mm, 1911, 2011, if your slide starts at 11.5 to 13 ounces, which is pretty normal, you take that slide, you cut enough meat out of it to make it weigh no more than 7 ounces, right? You just Swiss cheese it to death, right? Tastefully, though. Tastefully.
Right.
And then you chop it down to commander length, and you put a very high-efficiency comp on there. Okay, now you put a frame mount red dot on it so that there's no weight on the slide from a dot. Now you have a wide body with an ultralight, ultra-fast slide in a caliber like 38 Super or 9 Major that's going to really drive it. And you have high cap, and you can set the trigger down to a pound and a half, 2 pounds. Are you telling me that's not better than any Glock on the market, any striker-fired gun on the market? Get out of here. You know, now that's a highly optimized gun. Highly. You know, but we were talking about, like, draw stroke and times and first shot on target and all that. You know, after doing some training classes with guys in the past couple of years, what I realized is guys like, you know, Steve and Chuck and Jared and Aaron Cowan and all these guys, they really emphasize get the gun out fast. Then take your time to make that shot. So let's say, you know, normally you're like, oh, I got a 3-second draw. Okay, old man, get the molasses out of your shorts because that's 2 seconds too slow. You should have already broken the shot. If you can get the gun out of the holster in a second or even less in some cases and get your first shot off in under two, now we're talking. Now you're working on being a gunfighter. You know, the whole adage of slow is smooth and smooth, whatever. Be fast. You know, so let's say you get the gun out super fast and you have a single action trigger and you have a gun that's super accurate. Now you have all the cards that you could possibly stack in your favor. You know, and so if we're talking about concealed carry and, you know, winning a life or death situation, I want every card I can get. You know, as you get older, obviously we've talked about this ourselves. You know, you get older as a grown man, you get older. And you're like, you think about situations, right? And you're like, yeah, if I was ever accosted by somebody or whatever and I didn't have a weapon on me, dude, I'm not getting in a punching wrestling match with somebody. I'm 45. You know, I got a moderately bad back. You know, I'm not getting in a punching match with you. Well, same thing goes for a gunfight. If you are in the unfortunate situation where you get in a gunfight, why do you want to be at a disadvantage? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. That's why, like, we push the red dot stuff so much. And guys, I have a number of clients who are diehard iron sight dudes. And then they get a gun with a red dot and they're like, oh my gosh, why wasn't this around 20 years ago? You know, I'm 70 years old. Why wasn't this around when I was 50? Well, because it didn't exist. But, yeah, it's a game changer. And, you know, so. The whole idea of, you know, single action is, you know, diminishing returns. Well, it's not, though. Get the most optimum performance you could possibly get to save your life or those around you.
Right.
And roll with that.
Well, that's my thought. I mean, when you get out there, yeah, there's absolutely a limit. But the Glock doesn't even tickle it.
Well, and we get this all the time. I've heard this comment for years of, well, you know, I would never carry a $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000 gun because if I get in, you know, into a self-defense situation, then the cops are going to take it. All right, cool story. So your life isn't worth $6,000? I mean, I don't know about you, Bill, but my life's worth way more than $6,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if you can carry the best gun made and you train with it and you get used to it, well, you're probably going to be able to give yourself a very fair accounting if you have to use it in a gunfight. I mean, that's my thought as well. So I just found that interesting that even in today's I get that there's some people that are just diehard Glock people and they want to carry the Glock and they're very good with it. Steve, you know, certainly Steve Fisher can shoot anything. Isn't Jared a Glock guy? So I mean. Yes, absolutely. The gun is fine, and it will work. But when I'm looking at a carry gun, I'm looking for every single little edge I can get.
Yes, because and even those guys, you gotta remember, even those guys that are So this is the way I look at it. When I started down this path a few years ago of training to be a gunfighter, right? A gunfighter should be able to use whatever gun is handy proficiently. That doesn't mean he doesn't prefer something in particular, right? Like, I prefer something in particular. That's why I do my own trigger jobs, because I know how I like them. But a gunfighter should be proficient in shooting a Glock, because you're a gunfighter. You're not a 1911 fighter. So that's why those guys are so proficient. But if even if you go to them and you ask them, and you say, hey, if you had your druthers, what would you pick? This striker-fired pistol, this striker-fired pistol, this hammer-fired pistol, or a full custom 2019 or 2011 or 1911, almost without exception, they're going to go, yeah, I want that really expensive hand-built gun over there that performs every time, all the time.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So I will be watching the mod light as you are you going to – you should film some stuff of you shooting with it. You need to film me some stuff so I can stick it on TV. I know you keep saying, well, go look at that. I need some exclusive Joe Chambers stuff. So,
well, I have a guy coming in today to do some work, and that will give me some time to do that. So I'll try to get out this weekend and maybe do some nighttime shooting with the mod light so you can see it.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me again. It's a wonderful time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Joe Chambers, ChambersCustom.com. Go check it out. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been, it is never going to be, about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.